Hi guys, welcome back to ECE by Miss T, and I'm here to bring you easily digestible early childhood education tips for parenting. Now guys, I know that this segment was supposed to be about our requested topic, but we are going to get to that. We're actually going to have two episodes this week instead of one, because due to the climate socially that we're dealing with right now, we do have the pandemic going on, but we also have a lot of discussions being made about anti-racism, and I have to do my part. As a Black educator, I pride myself in creating a safe space and environment to teach children about life and teach them how the world works, and equip them with love and understanding for one another and for themselves. So I think it's only right to dedicate this episode to anti-racism with toddlers and how to even begin that, because I know that sounds scary, like they're so young. How do we even begin to talk about this with our children? So I'd like to give you guys some tips and some pointers for introducing this topic of discussion to your little ones. First and foremost, if you're non-Black and you clicked on this episode, I am very glad that you're willing to learn and to do the work that's necessary to raise a generation of children who are going to continue to make change in this society, that it's definitely necessary. This isn't light work, and honestly, I hope that I'm able to formulate what I'm trying to say in the correct way to where it's understandable and, able to fit it all in one segment. So I'm going to try my best. Let's dig in. So there's a common misconception that young children don't notice differences in race and ethnicities. And I say that that's a misconception because as early as infancy, children are starting to pick up on the differences of skin color and textures of hair. And by the age of 2, children begin to get more vocal on calling out those differences. And then as early as 3 years old, children can begin operating out of racial bias, and they'll start assigning more positive traits to people who look more like them. Okay, so we have that information. Now, what can we do? And that's a great question. So let's start with infants. For your infants, it's important to lead by example. Sounds simple enough, but there might be some biases or stereotypes of your own that you'll need to break down in order to lead effectively. Because all that change begins within, right? I know we hear that time and time again, be the change you want to see in the world. That works for our children as well. So perhaps you can start by hanging some realistically photographed racially diverse posters in your child's space. And I mean, that can be their play area, if they have a playroom, or just in their bedroom. And I say realistic because we want to kind of veer away from illustrated cartoonish type drawings and more of like real photos. And so in the description of this, on the Anchor app, I'm going to be posting a link to a website that I personally use, and I know a lot of childcare providers, centers, and family daycare homes that use this site to find racially diverse posters to hang up in their classrooms. So you'll see different races, people of different abilities, and stuff like that. And I think that's a great place to start because your infant is soaking up so much knowledge on what the world looks like through observation first, because they're not speaking yet. So what they see, they're just soaking all of that in, and what they hear as well. So having those pictures up will get them familiar with seeing people who look different from them. And if you take your baby to infant play groups, I definitely encourage you to challenge yourself to find more racially diverse ones. The same goes with their childcare programs as well. So that's infants. For toddlers, even more example setting is the key for them. So take an inventory of their toys. How many black dolls or action figures can you find in your child's collection? That doesn't mean that you need to replace them all with black dolls or black action figures or anything like that. But I believe that there should be some there so that they can be more familiar with that skin color and what that looks like and the hair texture and what that feels like. Even in their books, do they have books with black main characters? And also, something to be mindful of is the quote unquote bad guys in their games, shows, and movies. If they're typically black characters, that's sending a significant message to children at a very young age to associate bad behavior, criminalism with darker skinned people. So, as the parent, it's definitely important to vet the toys that your children are gifted, their toys, their books, any media that they get their hands on to, in order for you to better lead by example. So, just as I mentioned with the infants, choosing racially diverse childcare programs, schools, and social play groups for your children can help them to develop more realistic connections on what other races are like. So, I believe that they'll be less likely to associate negative traits and actions with a specific race when they're socialized with those races. Now, I've seen this happen. I've experienced this myself, unfortunately. But it can be very embarrassing when a child is vocal in public about noticing just how someone is different from them, or even when they stare or they point at that person. But as embarrassing as it may be for the parent, it's imperative that you guys make this a teaching moment for them. I can give an example of you being at a grocery store, okay? And your child might say, "Oh, that man's skin looks dirty." And you look up and he's talking about a dark-skinned black man. What the heck do you do? What do you do in that situation? That's super embarrassing. You don't want to offend the guy, so you hope he doesn't hear. But you could possibly make this a learning experience by saying, "Oh, honey, his skin isn't dirty. It's just a very dark brown color. It's just different from yours, and that's okay. Maybe we can find a color similar in your crayon box to make art with at home." Now that's a teachable moment. You say something like that, it's in a gentle tone, so it doesn't feel like you're punishing them for noticing the difference. It's okay that they notice the difference. You also educated them. You showed them, like, "Oh, no, that's not dirty, sweetie. That's what his skin looks like, and it's okay, And you said it vocally, like you said it loud enough so that in case the man did hear, he's not walking away embarrassed or feeling terrible about himself or offended. He heard that you corrected that child and you were able to, teach them something very valuable in that moment. And you also were able to attach a positive bonding experience with your child, like coloring together at home. So, I mentioned in this example, using a color that's similar. So you could look at Crayola. I know for a fact that they have crayons, paints, and I'm not sure about markers and colored pencils or not, but I know for sure that they have crayons and paints that are in various skin tone colors. They did that so that they can help promote diversity. In school settings and at home as well, because you can do those art projects and, make little stick people, with more realistic skin tones. So that would be a wonderful thing to add to, their art collection at home of their art supplies. So we can take it a step further. When it comes to leading by example for your children, you also have to take a look at yourself, right? You might need to examine your social groups. Is there diversity there? People of different races, abilities, ages, and so on and so forth. The goal is to show children that you're comfortable, pleasant, and helpful to people that look differently from you as well. Google is definitely your friend, so I implore you to start searching programs to put your children in for diversity. If there's a YMCA downtown opposed to the one where you live, if you live, in a more predominantly non-black area, why not go take swim lessons at the YMCA downtown? That way, you're kind of ensuring that your child is going to be around children that don't look like them and that they can form friendships, interpersonal relationships with these people. That's going to further that tolerance and further that understanding that people can look different from me and that's okay. And, I'm going to judge that person by their character and not by their skin color. Also, as they grow up, taking them to African American museums, that's a great educational moment, educating them on the many amazing accomplishments that Black people have made to better our society. There's so much more than Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks, not to downplay what they've done for our community and for our world. They have done amazing things, but there are so many people of color and Black people that have made tremendous accomplishments for our country. I mean, they're still making history today. So, celebrating those people, even different holidays, having books about Kwanzaa, having books about Hanukkah, having books about all different types of holidays, Chinese New Year. So many different books are out there to further push that message of diversity and equity and equality. That's very important to instill in these children at a very young age. It's easier to teach them now than it is to teach them later on when they've already created these biases. So there's lots of info online. So I definitely encourage you to research that. Again, the goal is to educate them and equip them with the knowledge to make effective change for generations to come. That is the goal. Guys, I feel like we covered a lot in this episode, and it might be something that we can revisit after, I get feedback from this episode. If there's any other questions that you guys might have, you can definitely comment those questions. Feel free to share this podcast episode with your family, with your friends, anyone that has infants, has toddlers, even older children, anyone that you think could benefit from this information. Feel free to share. There's also a donate button that is on the Anchor link for this app. Feel free to donate to help fund this wonderful podcast that's filled with so much information for you guys. I'd love to keep it as a weekly, one episode a week type of thing for you guys, but I'd also love to get some really great downloadable information for you guys. And so donations would help. so that I would have, a little extra cash to put aside to create that content and get it out to you guys either via email or however else we can set it up. But I really do hope that you learned a lot in this episode. I hope that you got something that you can take with you. And I think that that's it. I think that's all. I'm gonna wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you so much for doing the work and wanting to do the work. That's half the battle right there.
Thank you.